What's good, everybody? Welcome back. You want to? Someone else want to do it this time?
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to Good Influences Podcast. We have Mike King. Nope. Well, I guess I can't do it.
Got Aaron, you try.
And I'm good.
We've got Carly Gilfoy, Aaron Incontro, and Matt Sheffer. Just kidding. I mixed everyone up, but whatever. You guys know. You guys get it.
The real ones know.
I would like you guys to know, am I tacky?
With your outfit or just your personality?
In general.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Or like you're just your overall vibe.
Is she giving tacky?
Or your home?
Carly, I think you have something right here.
Actually?
Yeah. I think you need to use your other hand. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Really hurts up here, actually. I think it hit my
head.
Is this a bit? A little bit.
Still not giving tacky.
I'm also not talking about my cardigan because I could see how it may be tacky. I like it, but maybe it's tacky.
Did you get your haircut?
No.
It's giving Miss Frizzle the
Okay, so to confirm, looking at Carly, you do not think that anything is giving tacky.
What do you mean by tacky?
Like, do you like my hands? Do you like my
You're wearing
knees?
Platform Uggs.
How are my nails? Like, how are my nails looking? How are my rings looking? How are my earrings
You have a lot of earrings on.
I do.
It's a little...
Your nails are... What is that? Is that Linkin Park After Dark?
No. Even close.
You engaged?
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, that'd be funny. I'm like,
I thought
you're asking if you're tacky to tell them about your engagement.
I'm asking if my ring is tacky because I can't tell.
Did you get some sort of like surgery that we're supposed to notice?
Okay, guys.
Because you mentioned like the forehead, or did she actually have something?
Should I confirm what is going on?
Yeah.
So it is confirmed.
Yeah.
Not tacky.
That the aura ring. It's not
tacky. The aura ring.
I'm wearing
not tacky.
And it doesn't look bad.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad. And I think it's because you're wearing a lot of rings, too.
And that's
what
we
said that. Oh, it's this one.
He doesn't even know which one it is.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I actually did kind of notice it.
Oh, I'm sure.
And now you say that.
Mr. Revisionist History over here.
So that was my bucket list item, was to get an aura ring.
Are you not scared that it doesn't have like the release valve on it? Like there's a new one.
Girly.
A release valve.
There's a new like one of the, I don't know if it's Aura or a different
it's like
brand,
a tuba?
But
yeah, Carly, stop eating salt.
No, instead of being completely enclosed, it's like a moon shape. So there's a little bit of a gap.
Oh,
so
that's
if your
finger
swells up, they can just pop it right off. Because if you get like some sort of bloating or something and that gets on your finger, you have to go to the hospital and they have to like cut
it
off.
That's like with any ring that you have.
If I started bloating, I'd be like, just put me out. I'm done.
Does it vibrate at all? You don't get any notifications?
No, I just get like, I get so much information. Like it says like, first of all, it does sleep. So it shows like how much REM sleep you got, how much deep sleep you got.
How does it know that?
Because it measures your heart rate and your breathing and blah, blah. And I actually said this to Aaron after our podcast, because I was like, you were like, I feel like the watch is way better because like, what's a better place than your wrist to get your pulse? Well, what about the pulse ox at the fucking doctor? It's on your finger.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
good
Carly
point.
Was talking shit after the
Do those
I was.
Prick
I
your
was
finger,
like
when they were doing all this stuff where it's like, oh, check your oxygen level, and they say to buy those things that go on your fingers.
Pulse
ox. Does it prick your finger and get blood?
No. It just measures the blood oxygen level.
Oh, I never wanted to get one. That's what I thought.
Now his bucket list item, get a pulse ox.
Well, like when like, you know, everything was going around, they're like, oh yeah, you can check your like.
And you didn't get one?
No, because I'm like, I don't want to be with like a bandaid on my finger every single day.
That is so funny.
I never heard this phrase, pulse ox.
Pulse oximeter.
They were like heavily suggesting people get them during the pandemic because if you had COVID, it's really useful to use because if your oxygen goes below like 92 or something like that, it's like time to go to the hospital.
Is it expensive?
No,
you get it for like $5.
Like on Amazon.
But is it a one-time use thing?
No, it's you just plop it on and it says your heart rate and your blood oxygen level.
Sometimes I'm just like walking around the house and I'm like, oh, I should check it.
What? Wait, really?
I'm gonna prick my finger.
Do any of you guys know what your metabolic age is?
No, but I can check for my aura ring. I'm kidding.
How do you know? No, I don't.
I was just watching like Claudia Saluski's like vlog and like she had this like digital scale and she goes, oh, and like my metabolic age is 25. And I'm like,
oh, like your metabolism?
I guess, or just how they think everything's going, like what your vitals are on the chart of.
Isn't she 25?
No, I thought she's like 27.
Oh. Well,
I think that's what she said after
like
it. Sorry, Claudia. But I was curious. I was like, oh, I don't know what my metabolic age is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
48 years old.
We should get the scale and try it out.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
But maybe your Oura Ring does give you that information too.
Do you feel like you're sleeping better because you know that you're contributing to science, so your body's like, well, I better sleep deep tonight.
Does it, and this is not an ad, does it come with like an Oura scale as well that adds to the data as well?
Wait, a scale?
Yeah, like it's a thing that you stand on that tells you how much you weigh.
No, this doesn't like tell you how much you weigh or anything. But it is cool.
But like if there is an Oura scale, I know that can't tell you how much you weigh. But like it's part of the product line and it syncs up the data along with that, so it's all on your phone.
Does it replace like an Apple Watch if you go on a walk? Mm-hmm. Do you take that with you and it's like, oh, you walked 3 miles? Yeah. And
what happens when you play laser tag?
Do you I'll get find extra out tomorrow. Point?
Do they have a laser tag setting?
It is funny because it like glows red when I'm sleeping. So like Nolan will be like, I'll look over and your ring just glowing red.
Oh, she's alive. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Okay.
So the topic of today's episode
Speaking of life.
Bucket lists. Bucket list. If you guys aren't familiar with a bucket list, usually people make them as a list of goals and things that they want to do before they die, before they kick the bucket. Did you know that the phrase, the bucket list, did not become this...
It didn't even exist.
Didn't really exist. Well, there used to be like a list or like your lifelong list or something you want to do before you die list. But because there was that movie with Jack Nicholson, Morgan Freeman, I don't know who the other actor was.
Katherine Heigl.
Probably. If it was in the late 2000s, usually Katherine Heigl was on it.
We talked about Katherine Heigl last time.
Oh, I didn't know if she was actually in the movie.
Oh, no, I don't think she is.
No, she isn't. But there's a good bet she is in it because she was in every movie in the late 2000s. That movie put it on, or that movie put that phrase on the map, which I think is a little interesting. And
yeah,
the way
so in 2002, they weren't talking about bucket lists, which is kind of nuts. It feels like one of those phrases that's been around forever.
Yeah.
But it's new.
Yeah, weird. So it's like things you want to do before you die.
It's kind of like on fleek, you know? That hasn't always been around. That hasn't
exactly
always been around.
Like
eyebrows on fleek. Duh fuck.
Duh fuck.
So what are we doing? We're reviewing other bucket lists?
Sure, but does anyone have any just like off the top of their head?
Well, I've never like sat down and like have written a proper bucket list. Sometimes I like mentally have it all in my head and sometimes it changes. Mm-hmm. You know, like when I was in high school or probably even college, skydiving was definitely on it. I still to this day have not skydived.
Uh-huh.
I have no desire to do it now.
Me neither.
None.
How come?
I think it's just the risk. I don't know. Now that you're 30, I have a wife.
Yeah.
I have responsibilities. My presence is my life. I owe it to be there for other people.
Do you have a will?
And also, I realize I'm not that into just training, skydiving classes, packets, orientation, having to learn stuff before I do it.
Right.
If somebody
right.
told me we're doing it and you can skip the training, you're going to be strapped to me,
just
a skydiving professional. Sure, but giving me having to do a 2 or 3 hour course on it before,
that'd make me
even
more nervous.
With the guide, yeah.
Fuck, I'd be like, I can't do it now.
Then they're like going through all the things that could go wrong.
Oh my God,
I'm like, I'm good.
And you have to learn the communication, like tap your head, because you can't hear anything when you're up there. So it's
the
like
stats are like how safe it is. Like how many
it's
people get
safe.
Injured?
I mean, it's pretty safe, but also like the accident to death ratio is like if something goes wrong, you're gonna fucking die.
There was a girl I saw on TikTok. She fell like 14,000 feet and is alive currently to this
Didn't
day.
She land on something that made
like
her not
die? Like the ant
die?
Pile? That's the old lady.
Oh, yes.
And she,
maybe that was something else.
There's
I
a
think
handful.
She just landed on the ground, but like both her like, she like couldn't walk.
Oh, there was some guy who like landed on an ant pile and it like...
Cushioned the fall?
Well, they bit him and stuff, so it like gave him adrenaline, which kept him alive.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
It was on here. Okay.
Yes.
I forgot talking about it.
So yeah,
I would love
change.
To do like VR Apple Vision Pro with a big fan and like jump in one of those like wind tunnel things with
like a Universal?
VR, but like with VR.
Okay.
Oh.
Do they have that?
That'd be sick.
It's definitely coming very, very soon.
Because
I
feel like would be just enough of like where, you know, put on the VR and then you like walk onto an airplane and you're sitting on the airplane and the whole experience of like flying in the air, obviously you're doing it all in VR. And then I want to have the like decision making to quote unquote jump out of a plane. Because I feel like it's going to be really difficult. Like when you do VR for a while, if you like, have you ever played where you're just like walking on top of a skyscraper and then you fall? It really, your body gets tricked into it. So I would
do
that.
I'd be afraid I would like really die.
That's the point. But you don't. There's no risk because you're just wearing.
How is that like your brain? If your brain thinks you die, like you die. Remember those? I was told when I was a kid, like if you have a dream, you're gonna die. Hopefully, wake up before you actually die because your brain will think you die.
Oh yeah, yeah. I have heard this before. I don't know if that's true. I guess you can't really prove.
I don't think
that,
it's
though.
True because I've had many dreams.
Well, I don't know. I feel like there was an episode of CSI where they like were pranking a guy, making him think that he was in a helicopter and he was blindfolded and they were about to throw him off of the helicopter, but he was on the ground. And the guy still like died before he hit the ground because it gives you a heart attack.
We sound like seventh graders at a sleepover right now.
But I would never. Oh yeah.
It says that fatalities occur in less than 1 per 100,000 cases. In serious injuries require hospitalization in less than 2 per 10,000 cases.
Huh.
Still a bit of a risk. Imagine explaining that to a pilgrim skydiving. We do that for fun. We go up to the highest point we can in the sky and jump out.
I don't
with a piece of fabric to slow us down.
Yeah.
Packed up into a suitcase by a kid who did mushrooms the night before.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's not PhDs working there.
No, they're stoners. A girl I went to high school with, her dad was a skydiving instructor and all of his friends, and all they did was like get high.
That's,
go teach people to jump out of the sky.
One of the craziest kids I knew from high school did every single drug known to man. His job now, packing skydiving parachutes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean.
He's living his life free.
I guess, yeah. It's also like there's when people do skydiving like more than once and they start to get like addicted to it, a lot of people fall into a severe depression because the rest of life is now so normal and like boring that like skydiving is their now new baseline for normal, and it's like not a good thing for your brain to go skydiving all the time.
I always hear that about artists, like when they do tours and stuff, like they're so used to like the crowd like being crazy and all the adrenaline, and then once they're done it's like
Now you're just at home watching Peaky Blinders on Netflix, like
Blinders.
Is there anything on your bucket list, if you do have one, or something that you want to see visually, just lay your eyes on it going
the
wow,
Northern Lights,
same. I have that on here.
It is.
I think it would be so beauty.
The craziest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Now, when you see the Northern Lights, I know that you have to go out to like Scandinavia. You got to go out to like
up north,
Sweden,
yes.
Finland, all of that area. But do you have to go out like side of town, or can you be on the streets and see it?
It's like kind of like seeing the stars in general. If you're in the desert where there's no light pollution, it's way better. But you can also see it just like in a city, but it's not as.
Do they move, or is that just time lapse videos?
Those are time lapse
videos.
It's,
it's just still.
It's like clouds. Like clouds, you can kind of see them moving a little bit, but a lot of the videos that you see are all time lapse. But even though it's like slow-mo in real life, when you first start to see like the little green lines, it's
crazy.
It is fucking incredible.
I feel like I've seen photos of people who are like, I was on my flight. And
yeah,
like
you
the
can.
Northern Lights.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Because you're just in the clouds. Yeah.
Crazy.
Have you guys ever seen Balto?
The dog movie?
Yeah, with Hugh Jackman was the voice of it.
Is it on your letterbox?
I thought it was another site.
I know, me too.
I think I have logged
like,
it.
A mountain?
I probably have.
The
just didn't know if anyone was a Balto.
Why?
Fan.
Did they have the Northern Lights
I
in
feel
Balto?
Like there was like a scene where he was with like the girl wolf and they're like talking about the Northern Lights and like they move a little glass around on the. I don't know. They like make their own Northern Lights.
Well, I have some interesting tea.
About the Northern Lights.
It says the Northern Lights is the most wanted experience in a new survey conducted by travel experts.
Wow.
Bucket list travels. The study of over 2,000 British travelers also show that their biggest regret at the end of their lives will be not having explored enough of the world.
Also like you can't really guarantee if you want to see it too, which is kind of why I think it's
so
not like,
special.
Oh, you go to the top of Mount Everest, you made it, you did it.
Yeah.
Like, when I went, I can't remember which country it was. It was like Norway or Sweden or Iceland or Finland or one of those countries. And like they have resorts where you go and you drive out into the middle of nowhere and they have cabins with like glass ceilings.
Yeah. The
and
little igloo things?
Yes. And it's very expensive and it's like it's very cool. Like you get taken from the lobby to your like cabin and there's literally reindeer pulling you on a sled with all your luggage.
Whoa.
It's such a cool experience. And we went for like a YouTube thing and we were there for 2 or 3 days and we just didn't see the Northern Lights. They're like, sorry, they're just not out.
Damn.
And we just waited every night.
That's
frustrating. And then you just go back into town and it's like, oh, they're out for a minute tonight, and that's it. So it's not like a guarantee that you're going to see them.
Is it one of those things, though, where like you can't take a selfie with the Northern Lights?
Not really. It's like trying to take a picture of the moon.
Like, when it's like, especially when it's like a flower moon or like the red moon.
It
where
never
people
looks
are
good
trying
on
to
your
get
phone
it,
camera.
It, which yeah. I love. I love that like there's natural phenomenons that you really can't capture that well
yes.
on an
yeah.
iPhone. Yes. That's like the beauty
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I've never seen a nice moon. It's like never looks
oh
good
my
on
God,
a pic.
It looks like shit.
It's like no one's going to believe that it was beautiful.
Do you know
yeah. if I post this?
Do you know the Samsung phone conspiracy about the moon?
No.
They, oh,
like,
that
they
yes.
zoom in so much?
Yeah, that like they would like say, oh, our camera zooms are so incredible that you can take a picture of the moon and zoom in, and it's like one of those pictures in a textbook. But it turns out that they, Samsung, just like put a high-resolution picture of the moon into every phone, and if you just zoom in on what the phone
no
identifies
way.
As the moon, it just, yeah, so people would pull it up on their computer screen
oh my
and
God.
Zoom in on their computer screen, and then it would like snap into the HD version of the moon.
Busted.
Honestly, yeah. genius.
That's crazy.
That is.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, but like technology is wild.
I know.
Like it just recognizes that you're looking at the moon.
Yep.
First and foremost.
And then lies to you.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Talkspace. Sometimes life can get you down. It can affect you in a number of different ways, but it's helpful if you can talk to a therapist. If you're not sure how to get started, Talkspace makes it easy to find a therapist that you'll like. It's convenient to meet online at home where you're most comfortable. Talkspace has made a huge difference in the lives of so many people. You think that seeing a therapist or a psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find or meet with them or even afford one? Well, try Talkspace. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Why wait? Some people wait until something bad happens to talk to a therapist, but you can get a therapist through Talkspace. Therapy can help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and be a guiding light. Getting started is the important part, and Talkspace makes it easy and affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. It's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. Therapy can help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and be a guiding light. Talkspace is affordable and in-network with most major insurers. And as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to talkspace.com/good and enter promo code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to talkspace.com/good and enter promo code SPACE80 to get $80 off your first month and to show your support for the show. That's talkspace.com/good, promo code SPACE80. And now, back to the episode.
I remember on like Google Earth on like April Fool's Day, or if you went to the moon and if you kept zooming in on the moon, it would turn into little bits of cheese.
Aww.
It was like back like that's in like 2005.
Okay, well, I have a list of the top 20 like surveyed bucket lists. I feel like it'd be funny
yes.
or like interesting if I just read them quickly and we could just say if we'd want to do them or not.
Yeah. We well, do the voice or whatever the show is.
Yeah,
they
yeah. turn the chairs. Can we get some
stupid lame.
Can we get some right, wheels on this? Okay, so the first one is see the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
Bing.
Wow.
Ding, ding, ding.
I wouldn't say it's on my bucket list, but I feel like if I saw them, I'd be like, amazing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Number two is an American road trip. Assuming it's all across America. Aaron's done this
done
already.
Is it worth it?
I don't think you would enjoy it.
Like, it's so long.
Does it have to be total, like, manifest destiny? One coast to the other coast? Or, like, I've done L.A. to Texas, which is pretty long.
That's not
across the country.
That's like a Southwest road trip.
I feel like all the road trips I've had in my life, though, add up to it being a good American
yeah,
road trip.
Yeah, but I feel like it has to be like we're starting
I've
here,
done
we're
the
ending
east
here.
To the west.
It's so
the west
there's like
to the east.
Basically nothing for 90% of it, right?
Yeah,
which is kind of insane.
That's where
but
I'm
it's
from.
It's cool, and you stop places,
and you go places you normally would have never gone to.
Yeah,
yeah like
okay, now I'm actually kind of warming up to the idea.
We rented a Cruise America.
What's that?
RV.
You did it in an RV?
Mm-hmm.
With gas prices these days? Maybe not.
Well, it was in 2020.
Okay. Did you sleep in the RV?
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't have to get hotels.
Uh-huh. We just stayed at KOAs. Or
she was on tour.
Campgrounds, yeah.
KOAs?
Yeah. Camp.
Kill on Arrivals.
Of America, I think is what it's called.
Huh?
With a K.
Camps of America with a K?
I think so.
Which part of the country
maybe
were you in?
Should... It was like a little scary, too, because it was an election year. Like, we were like,
oh, yeah. A lot of heat out there.
Middle Earth was a little scary to go through.
The Middle East.
What do you mean the hobbits are just fine out there?
Yeah.
Eh.
Just losing their minds out there.
I feel like if I had like autopilot, Tesla autopilot for it. That would be
that's what
fun.
I was about to say. If I would love to do a road trip if the car drove itself.
I hate going downtown. I don't want to go on a road trip across America.
Think and
like
focus
no.
the whole time. Like, yeah, it's, nah.
I really don't like being in the car unless I'm completely by myself. I don't know what it
That's
is.
That's why I have mad respect for truck drivers. Like yes. those they gotta sit and focus, stay yeah. up, pull into gas stations all the time, fuel up, be away from their families.
But think of all the Yo. Podcasts they get to listen to.
Right.
I mean, goddamn.
We probably have some out there right now. Thank
listen,
you so
hey,
much.
Hey, if you're listening
man.
To us, let us truck, know.
Or lady, or
please
whoever
honk,
is
please
listening.
Honk for us.
yeah, whenever we do that, they're probably like this.
Shut the fuck up.
I do that all the time.
I know. I still
even
do it
when
sometimes.
I'm by myself. No. If I see one on the highway, give me a toot toot. And
so, most is of the horn time, even still there?
No.
Like,
no.
Yeah, I feel like they've got them.
Why is the horn up there and not here?
I think like, it's from like the olden days. Yeah,
it's like, giving when like toilets used to like.
Yeah, a train's a have them like that.
When do the they... car would go like it's one of those.
Oh,
because
it's like a steam horn though, usually on yeah. a train. So they're releasing a valve for the steam to go up and make that whistle.
All right, Mr. Psy guy, let's
ever think about trains.
What's up, guys? Be saucier.
Sound off. Do you like doing that or no?
What, pulling the train thing?
Yeah.
Wait, do you guys not do that? You never did that?
No, I
do
it sometimes. Of course I did it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying now, like, does when they have people do it to them, are they like, oh, these fucking people? Or do they get, like, excited, you know?
I get nervous. I'd be like, I don't want anyone around me to think I'm honking at them.
If there was a child, I'd be like, of course.
Yeah.
But well, if, like, you're a grown man asking me, like,
I do it when I'm by myself. Like, not even for the, just, let's, I want to hear it.
They might think it's funny. Yeah. Like, that's why
wait, you're doing that on the 405?
I feel like I don't see that many trucks around here. In LA, I feel like it's not as many. When you're in New Jersey, New York, like New Jersey Turnpike, it's all trucks. They even have a trucks lane on the highway.
I feel like there's more delivery trucks out here, but not like full 18-wheeler big rigs.
Yo, Amazon like, do it? Like...
Have you ever flashed a truck driver?
Of course she has.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh.
Never maybe. Like on a spring break?
Maybe.
I just like in
yeah,
the
but
mood...
like think of how high their car is. Like, oh, it's a little
harder. So it's a logistics yeah. thing, folks.
I guess you could go up the sunroof if you had to.
Well, now, yeah.
But you watch those movies from the 90s and 2000s, and I feel like in every teen movie,
oh,
there's
yeah.
just a group of
girls. They're, like,
hanging
out the window.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Iconic.
Did people ever actually do that? I
probably,
guess they did.
Yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I feel like mooning was, like, a big thing.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Mooning.
Like, mooning. Can we bring back mooning? Yeah.
The guys and girls can all do the mooning.
Yeah.
That's a crazy thing that nobody does anymore. Yeah.
No,
you could go to jail for
no,
that.
Like,
yes.
Literally,
canceled
go to jail.
Big time.
Can
nobody
you imagine
that?
Martin Scorsese arrested for mooning?
It's just a
It was
bug.
A prank.
I know.
Oh, God.
You poop from there. Anyways,
yeah.
Okay, number three is a safari in Africa. I actually would love to do this. However, I'd be horrified, but I would love to be like next to a lion. But
I would be, someone else said that, and like I think I would be so scared.
I'd be so scared, but like, God, seeing those animals up close like that.
I know.
If it was caged in,
yeah.
I'd be okay, I think.
Which defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's the point, is to see them in there.
No, if I was caged in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're in Yeah.
Yeah, like the tour thing is caged in. Yeah, no, not a zoo.
There is like a safari in California that I went to one time, which is
Malibu Wine. Yeah, safari.
Is it Malibu Wine Safari?
No. It's like a real.
Wait,
like,
I want to go.
Yeah, it's insane.
Like elephants,
yes,
tigers,
and hippos. It's like kind of north, in like.
You just drive your car through it?
You have to stay on the premises. They have like little cabins and bungalows that you stay on for like a weekend.
Then you don't have to fly all the way to Africa.
It's so sick. I've seen animals I've never seen before. There's giraffes. There's hippos.
How far is this?
I don't know. I need to look it up. It's like when I did that. Remember I did that California road trip in like 2018?
Oh, it's like North California.
I don't know how far.
But were there tigers?
I can't remember if there was lions and tigers.
And bears? Oh, my.
Safari West in Santa Rosa?
Yes. Safari West.
Oh, whoa.
It's awesome.
They're all like statues. Mike thought they
were...
Well,
they're kind of caged in.
they're like fenced in, kind of. But it's...
Oh, you can stay in this?
Yeah, that's where you stay.
Carly, we could stay in a little tent.
Is that where the giraffe can come through the window?
Yeah, you could see the giraffes through your window.
Everything is caged in, I will say.
How...
I mean,
well, yeah. It's like fenced in, not caged in.
There's
but you can go right up to the fence and like touch a rhinoceros. Yeah.
I'm in.
It's pretty cool. Okay. Maybe reach out to them. They might be down to
what else is on the list. Trip.
All right. I don't know what this is. Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, you don't know what that
is?
Couldn't care less. Sounds like
you
it's in
should
the
care because they're trying to conserve
it's
it.
Dissolving.
Oops, sorry, guys. Like, don't cancel me, please. I just had no idea.
The Great Barrier Reef. It's the massive coral reef, one of the biggest ones in the entire world, right off Australia. It's huge.
I don't cool. really care about seeing like, I swear, like water.
Mary-Kate and Ashley like went and saved it one
the
time.
The thing is, like, I just don't like lakes and oceans. I don't know what's down there.
It's then. Like the basis of the wildlife in the ocean.
Okay, well, then.
I can see it in photos.
I think I would agree it should stick around. But they're dying.
Oh, the I have point. No
yeah,
desire.
But, like, I don't want to go snorkel and like have to
it's
do
it's pretty
that.
Sick to see some live
I've
reef.
Already snorkeled, so yeah. I'm like, did we go snorkeling together? We did in Bonaire, you and me.
Yeah, probably.
But, for me, once I've seen one reef that's like beautiful,
I've seen them all.
I don't need to go to the Great Barrier Reef.
I like a good snorkel. I don't need a scuba dive. That's too much. I need to be able to lift my head up and like go walk out onto the beach again.
I snorkel.
Snorkeling like gives me anxiety.
I did it once and I got the whatever and I blacked out.
Yeah. Because if you get like too close and I like feel like I'm trapped and I'm like I don't want to get hurt.
You have
I don't want
to time your way. Like I gotta do math in my head
and swim.
Yeah.
So you don't get the bends.
That's why they made those dive watches with like the twisting bezel. That's what it's for.
Oh, my Aura watch doesn't. Okay. I mean my Aura ring.
Here we go.
Okay. I can
my
just like
Nuva ring.
I can just like
Nuva ring. Carly's Nuva ring.
It calculates the bends. Okay, cruise Norway's fjords.
Oh, I would love to do that.
That's
I don't
beautiful.
Know what that is.
The fjords. It's like Scandinavia, where the northern lights are. Like the fjords are like
it's
the
basically like rivers that are through the big mountains, and it's just real. No, it's pretty beautiful.
I guess I want to see it.
Look up fjords.
Fjords.
Fjords. Follow along with us if you have an internet connection right now. Type in fjords.
Oh yeah, it's really beautiful, but I don't think I need to.
Alaska was like the best.
It looks
I
like the
cruises.
Grand Canyon, but with water.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
pretty.
A good way to think about it.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Great analogy,
Miss Gilboy. Well, that
Gilboy.
One's on
there,
too.
10
points. Really beautiful.
Visit the Grand Canyon is on here, too. Which I think is, like, fine.
I couldn't care less.
Have you seen it?
I do not care.
It's a really cool sight.
This is beautiful. This is what I think it's going to be like. Huh. Okay,
you know, it kind of, like, takes your breath away because it makes you feel so small. Like
You've seen it?
Yeah, I've been there. On my cruise across America.
How long did you stay there for?
I mean, like 15 minutes.
That's my whole point.
Yeah, but
seems
you can
like
do stuff. We were driving across the country, so we were like, quick stop.
Okay.
But like you can spend a lot of time there doing stuff.
Yeah.
But to be fair, like I don't think I would
have. Also, I'm pretty sure like when you go to Vegas, you can buy a helicopter tour and they'll take you there. Like, and you'll see it in an hour and that counts as a visit.
Okay, I did that, not over the Grand Canyon, but like just over Vegas. But it was literally right after
The shooting.
And it was like, the copter literally went over that.
Oh.
I was like, this is not what I wanted, really. I mean, everything else is kind of like.
We'll keep going.
Okay. Swim with dolphins.
That,
yeah, I don't really care about that.
Is that even like?
Oh,
is that canceled?
We've literally done that.
We did it for a brand deal, and then everyone's like, "Don't do that." And we were like, "Oh, we didn't know.
Don't do that. Why?
Because it's like harmful.
They were in captivity.
Yeah, it was
in the ocean.
No, it was like
at a pool in Vegas.
Oh, I just think it's weird, like training dolphins to be around humans and make them do tricks.
They were really nice.
I don't know. Yeah, I kind of felt like that.
It like freaked me out. I was excited to do it, but then when I was in the water, I was like, this is a huge mammal.
It could just kill
coming
you.
Towards
a
you.
Dolphin?
It was freezing. But we also had wetsuits, so it didn't feel as bad. But like, oh my God.
Wetsuits are crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
It's such a brilliant idea.
Oh, it's such a weird feeling.
Oh, it's the worst. I hate it.
And
trying to peel
it off.
Oh my God.
I would love just to own a wetsuit just to like have it around and be like, sometimes I surf. Like, you know, just like
virtue
just
signaling.
Have it up in your bathroom.
Yeah, just to have the wetsuit around. It adds like a lot of
sometimes
edge to your
I surf.
Your vibe. Yeah.
I did not picture you surfing.
I would No. I mean I can surf. I just don't like doing it.
I would like it if it wasn't at 6 AM.
But I want people to think I surf.
Okay,
that's
so
fair.
So you want Solon Surf Valor is what you want.
Just make a bunch of AI pics of you surfing and post them on Instagram.
When I see a wetsuit, it's just anxiety inducing. I'm just that there's sand in it and it's cold, and then you have to take a shower and like
the schlep.
Yeah, it's that's what it is.
It's
a schlep.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a schlep is what it is.
Hang 10.
ride the bullet train. is in the top 20.
I guess like I've done that. I got to do Tokyo? It before I die. But
it just says ride the bullet train. I don't know.
The bullet, capital T. I don't know the
no
bullet
idea.
Train.
Ridden
it would
a
be a capital
train.
B.
What? I've written
the
a bullet train.
Oh, where she's
you
like,
did it.
If it's not
the
a
bullet
train.
Train.
Sorry, we're talking over each other.
Okay.
See the Statue of Liberty.
Done.
It, that is pretty cool to see it.
You've
never seen it?
Well, I mean, of course I've seen it, but not up close. I want to go and do it.
Go to Ellis Island?
Go to Ellis and walk around on it. I heard that, though, is kind of underwhelming and not that.
I'm sure, but like I think it would be like a funny bit.
Is it like Hollywood Boulevard?
Would you wait in line to go up to the top of it, too?
Well, how long is the line?
Like, long.
Like
at least an hour.
Okay, I'm not waiting an hour.
Yeah.
I will say going to the top of the new World Trade Center is kind of fucking sick. It is, yeah, it's like kind of scary, but when you do the tour, you go into an elevator, and the elevator is 360 screens, and you start at the bottom floor, and it starts out in like the 1800s, so you're seeing, it looks like you're looking out into the city of New York with farmlands, and then as you go up the floors, you see New York getting built.
Didn't they have to...
Well, what happens during? I'm genuinely.
I think they kind of just skip past it. They're not. They don't show the building falling
back
down.
You look like you're falling, and then it's really bad joke.
No, they don't.
But not like aggressively, but you can tell when that moment
it turns into a ride.
I don't think they have a 9/11 experience in the elevator of the World Trade Center.
I'm not saying that you see like a plane go.
Osama bin there, done that. Like, no.
Building. But there is like a reverse.
You see the plane coming in?
No. There isn't.
It's coming directly. It's like a universal ride. It's like, sorry, that's so fucked up.
I bet you there's some like country that's doing like 9/11 rides that we just will never know about.
Sure.
In the middle of nowhere.
I'm sure.
There is a,
Disney
there was a,
Paris.
There's an in-flight simulator that you used to be able to do 9/11, and then they obviously, like, you can't do it now. Like, they took it out of the game.
Good.
Well, yeah. Thank God.
But when you get up there, you basically like open. And it opens to the view of all of Manhattan.
Oh,
and
it's crazy.
It's incredible.
That's
though.
Sick. I'd like
they
that.
They have a part of it where, you know how they do that? It's like that place in Chicago, too, where they have
the glass
see-through floor.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
No,
that makes me want to like,
yes.
Or wait.
They have like a little chunk of it up
at
there.
At the Sears Tower, like they do, don't they have the thing that like goes out?
Yeah, you can like lean and look onto
and
it.
And it goes. And like
no.
You hold on and then it goes.
Nothing will be as scary to me as the X scream on top of the Stratosphere. It's
Six Flags?
No, in Vegas.
Oh,
it's a ride that's like a coaster, but it cuts off, like the track cuts off, and you're just over a skyscraper and it goes back and forth.
I just like don't know why people would want to do
it. I mean, I get it because I'd be like, I did it.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Storyworth. There are some stories about our parents that you can just never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, retelling of events always brings us joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, we found the perfect gift that captures all the stories that you can share with your family forever. It's called Storyworth, and Storyworth helps you preserve your precious memories and stories from your mom or motherly figures, your grandmas, aunts, for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth then makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Whether it's long or short, it doesn't matter. They just answer and it goes into the system. You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted throughout the course of the year. So you'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised about stories you've never heard before. And at the end of the year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I did this for my mom. We did this for a year. Every week we'd get new questions answered. Now I have a whole bunch of new information. It's a beautiful book. I highly recommend this. It's a great way to connect with the motherly figures in your life, a loved one, and just create memories that will last a lifetime. Families love Storyworth, and that's why it has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll all cherish for years to come with Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/goodinfluences. That's storyworth.com/goodinfluences to save $10 on your first purchase. Check it out, get yourself a Storyworth account, send it to the motherly figure in your life, and enjoy it. Now, back to the episode.
Visit the Taj Mahal. Yeah, I don't, whatever. Visit Galapagos Islands.
Oh, that is an interesting one.
Just think of all the planes you have to take to get there.
The Galapagos Island. There was a girl I went to middle school with who would go to the Galapagos Island. I feel like she only went once, but she made it her whole personality. Like every time.
It kind of was a whole personality.
It's fun to say.
Her science fair Galapagos project was on the Galapagos. She would write an essay about the Galapagos. It was nonstop.
Because that's where, like, Charles Darwin lived, right? Is that what it was?
Because then there's a bunch of turtles. There's the Galapagos turtles there, and there's a big, like,
I want to go to Gullah Gullah Island.
It would take
remember that?
21 Gullah Gullah. Hours to get there.
Is there a
Gullah Gullah Island?
Wow, you guys all know it?
Gullah Island. Yeah, we had childhoods.
And the,
let's all go to Gullah Gullah Island.
The big comfy couch. Did you ever watch
that
show?
Oh, yeah.
Where the woman, oh, yeah, I think we might have watched this together. That's great.
This is a Nickelodeon.
No, is there a real Gullah Gullah Island? Or is it I know Gullah Gullah culture is like a culture of people.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
The Galapagos, so also it used to be that you couldn't really go. It was like, oh, only a certain amount of humans are allowed on every year because they wanted to preserve the like nature
it's
of it. So,
so
it was difficult to go, and that's why it was kind of an exclusive thing. But I think now it's a little easier. You said
I didn't even realize it's that far.
You said it's 21 hours?
Yeah, but probably because you have to, like, switch planes. It's in between, like, Mexico and...
Are we talking about Galapagos?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on this side of the world.
Like, it's South
America.
Oh,
I thought it was in the Caribbean.
Huh. Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's right next to Ecuador.
They got Wi-Fi there?
Probably.
Okay, Carly, do we have more?
Sorry, I just pulled something else up, and now there's an ad. Okay, I also found... a list from 100 years ago, what people's bucket list items were.
Live to be 30.
I know we were joking, like live to be 40.
Survive the next plague.
Yeah.
So really it's just like destinations what they wanted. They gave me. So these are like destinations.
They're in New York. I would love to see the Atlantic Ocean.
Whole life to get there.
Yes. Yeah. So one of the biggest places people wanted to go is Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Does it say what year this was?
Before the 1900s, the beaches of Horry County were nearly inaccessible. A timber and turpentine firm, Burroughs and Collins Company, began developing Myrtle Beach as a resort area in the beginning of the 1900s. The beach's first hotel, the Seaside Inn, was built in 1901, and the town growing up around it came to be known as Newtown. A contest later determined its more permanent name, Myrtle Beach. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Now it's a place I would not want to go.
I guess I just mean, like, what years were these people's bucket list?
It sounds like it's from the
1800s. Probably the 20s. It was probably a new development.
This is around 1916.
Okay. I mean, it kind of makes sense to where, if you look at, like, Seaside, Florida, where, like, they shot the Truman Show, that whole area was developed in the 90s. And then Rosemary Beach, like, 5A, which has now become the most, like, popular destination in, like, the southern coast or like on the Gulf, that's all been built over the past like 10 years. So I guess for them, they're like, whoa, there's a whole new development, a whole new beach place to go, and they're advertising it to you. I get it.
Oak Bluffs, Martha's Vineyard.
Yep.
Which I get that.
Massachusetts.
Is it Martha's, where Martha's Vineyard is?
Is Martha's,
I always hear about it. Go ahead.
Well, it's off of the coast. It's like an island.
Oh, it is an island. That's what my question was. Is it an island?
You got to take a ferry.
It's like a lot of rich people have their houses there.
That's where Obama's house is. Oaks Bluffs.
Barack?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, speaking
that's
of...
That's where I saw him.
And have you been before?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like insanely nice or it's just like...
It's beautiful.
Hmm. But you have to take a ferry.
Yeah. It's like an hour.
And there's
on the ferry?
Yeah.
That's a long-ass fucking boat ride.
I mean, it's like...
Wait. Is this one of those ferries where you have to drive your car onto it?
I think people probably can, but I didn't. They have like a bar. Like, I don't.
It's like going from Montauk to like Block Island.
When I think of ferry, I just think of like in New York, you go like,
it's like 15
8 minutes.
Minutes.
Yeah, like the Hudson.
No, it's like a.
Go to Catalina. It's almost like an hour.
Oh, I've never been on a boat that long.
I think Nantucket might be a little bit longer too to get to.
Little Miss Muffet. Sat on Nantucket or whatever.
Maybe you
it
should
is.
Put that on your bucket list.
Going to Martha's Vineyard?
Riding a ferry for longer than 8 minutes.
He's like, I can't.
I don't like commuting.
Okay, I don't know what this is, so please don't make fun of me, but what's this word? Do you want to read it?
The Adirondacks.
Oh,
that's out in New York, right? Kind of near the Catskills.
There used to be a water company, right? Adirondack Water.
Adirondack.
It's also a type of chair.
Is it?
An Adirondack
chairs.
Well, like it's like the wooden chairs usually that are on like porches or patios that have like a very distinctive like backing, and you'll know exactly what this style of chair is. Is an Adirondack.
It's like a low seat and then a tall back.
Can you pull it up on
your timeless?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Fancy iPad. Have you guys ever sat in an Eames chair?
Yeah.
Like a real one?
An Eames chair?
Like an Eames lounge chair.
Yes, the Herman Miller like Eames lounge chair with like a real one.
The ones on TikTok shop?
Yes. No, the ones on TikTok.
Our friend Jackson had one in his house, a real one. That was the first one I ever saw.
Oh, like it's kind of like this.
Oh, that's an Adirondack chair?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I didn't know there was a name for that.
We always had those in the Midwest.
Now you know.
But they were just like white and plastic.
But yeah, an Eames lounge chair. I get so frustrated with them because they used to be so awesome, owning one, striving to have one.
It still is. It's like seven
grand. Yeah, but they've made so many replicas of them.
Well, the replicas aren't as, like, I did some, because I went to Pasadena 2 Sundays ago to test drive a Rivian, and then afterwards I was like, this is a pretty nice area, so I kind of just walked up and down, and they had a Herman Miller store, and they had, like, all these Eames chairs, and I sat in one for the first time. It's a life-changing experience. It is the most comfortable thing I've ever sat in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I, like, need to have one now. So I did all this research, and I asked him how much it costs. He goes, more than you think. I was like, how much does this? He's like $9,000 for the configuration I was
sitting
in.
Maybe you can get a used one for like $3,000.
Yeah, I put it on the business card. Let's go.
It's for our business.
Yeah, it'll improve your mental health. It's a health expense.
But then I got into this whole rabbit hole. There are replicas, but they're not like nearly as good because they're using different leather, different cushioning. Like,
but the replicas have hyped up like the beauty of having one in your home, though. I think that now that there's so many replicas, there's a lot of cheap ones, and it's like a cheap.
But it's still so comfortable. Like, it's better than a couch.
Yeah. It's a great place to sit, like, especially have a laptop, read in it. It's true lounge chair.
You add it to your bucket list.
Look on TikTok shop. I'm sure they have some.
I feel like you have space for it, Mike.
Yeah, I don't have space for it.
Where? Maybe right by the piano? What do we know? You guys don't know Mike's house.
Yeah, you want to get hyper niche about
it. Check on The Sims. Okay. We've made the house. And then just Newport, Rhode Island.
Gorgeous.
And Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Oh my God.
Not gorgeous.
Have you been to Atlantic City?
Yeah. Oh, it's too many times.
I've seen it on Jersey Shore. I get it.
I went to Warped Tour there.
It's like the trashy Vegas for East Coast.
It's so disgusting.
It's awful. It is so bad.
I went as like a grown adult too. So I was like, this is so dry. And I had been to Vegas so many times and I think Vegas is gross, but this is like.
It is like the garbage that Vegas would throw out is what Atlantic City
is. Do they have different types of like gambling rules or is it like pretty same as Vegas?
It's all the same rules.
It's just a much smaller scale.
And much dirtier and like scarier and ugh.
Like everything looks like it would be abandoned, but it's not.
You ever seen Back to the Future Part 2?
Yeah.
Where the timeline gets flipped and Biff takes over and it's all just, that's what Atlantic City's like.
Okay.
Yes.
Now I get it.
Ugh. Nightmare.
I also found a little thing comparing like Gen Z and millennials bucket lists and like what they want to achieve in life.
Ooh.
And it says Gen Z's top bucket list item is to achieve a achieve a wealth goal, while older generations want to get healthier. So I guess like millennials and above are like their goals are more health oriented and Gen Z is to become wealthy, which I kind of get because it's hard out here right now. And they're probably like, what the fuck am I going to do when I want to buy a house?
Well, that's
thought that
not
was
happening.
Interesting. Well, that's just not gonna happen. So
not gonna happen.
Yeah, I think. Wait, hold on.
The idea of the name bucket list is because when you kick the bucket.
Yes.
And does kick the bucket come from when you do one of these and then you pull it and you have a
shit.
Bucket and someone kicks it?
Oh,
I never
thought
about that.
That's
one of these.
I don't want to
one
say
of these
it on
things.
A news.
Yeah.
Yeah. That actually makes total sense if that is the...
That's a great Norm MacDonald line, too. He's like, that's probably about the time when you head over to the rope and rickety stool store and call it a day.
Oh, my God.
Are you looking up the phrase, kick the bucket?
Well, what's kick the can, though?
Like, kick the can down the road.
People play kick the can.
Mm-hmm. No, it's like kick the can down the road. It's like, I'm going to delay this until... some further date in the future and you have a can that you're just kicking down the road.
Oh, but isn't it a game called Kick the Can? Like in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie where
they're
battling
seen.
Ivan Ooze's little henchmen and the yellow Power Ranger. She's like, you want to play Kick the Can?
This is disgusting.
What? Kick the bucket?
It says most etymologists agree that the bucket refers to any to a kind of yoke that was used to hold pigs by their heels so that they could be slaughtered, and was particularly used in parts of Norfolk. The subsequent death throw spasms of the unfortunate animals created the impression that they were kicking the bucket.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Oink, oink.
Yeah.
I'll scrap the episode.
yeah, but also yours is another theory, Mike.
Oh, it is. So
that refers to hanging either as a method of execution or suey.
Okay. I have ChatGPT's list of popular bucket lists, which are like kind of basic. One of them is we just did most of is like travel and adventure. Yeah. Burning Man.
Oh, you couldn't pay me.
If I I would only go to Burning Man if I had a super rich friend who was like, come.
Yeah, like if Paris Hilton was bringing you.
You're going to stay in my like amazing setup. You're going to hop on the jet. You're all good to go. We are provided meals every day. I would do it.
Everyone get fucked there this year? Yeah. Every year. And like people were literally stuck in the mud.
You are entering a humanitarian disaster willingly.
I feel like I don't really know what Burning Man is. Like, I know it's a music festival.
It's a city. It is a...
For the people that do it, it is their entire life. Like,
you, like
it's
trade...
It's like on a barter system.
They build an entire community in the desert, and you have to bring everything because there's no internet. You can't use money. You can't buy anything. So you basically have to, like, bring enough stuff that you can live on and then also trade with other people to basically survive for, like,
oh, my God. I thought it was a literal Coachella.
No, rich
man's Coachella. I thought it was, like, Coachella and with everyone's a like, fire. So
not everyone, but there's a lot of people doing, like, a lot of drugs. Yeah. There's a lot of sex parties. There's a lot of just insanity that happens there.
So no one performs there?
There are performances, but there's not like a lineup.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, Tyler, the Creator playing at 2 p.m.
I kind of want to try it.
I would have...
Just trading things?
5 years ago, I would have been very interested. Now I'm kind of...
Couldn't pay me to go to Burning Man.
I mean, I wouldn't actually, because...
And then like in New York, I knew some people that did it, and...
You hated camping in the Tesla. I don't think you're surviving Burning Man.
Oh, you have to camp in the wild?
Yes. And
no hotels?
And it's like they...
No, it's out in the middle of nowhere.
What about like a nice Coachella house?
And there's no houses. No. Yes, you get like...
Oh, God.
And you have to wear a mask because it's basically for like hours in the day. You just can't even go outside of your tent because there's full-blown windstorms. You can't see your hand in front of you.
It'd be really funny if I attempted.
I have not met anybody I know in my personal life who has gone to Burning Man that... says they hate it.
Oh,
no, they
I
all
think
the people
it.
Love it, but
like I feel like you have to
let's go.
That's something that you have to like love to do.
Yes,
to go. Like, I would never even camp at Coachella, like,
right,
you couldn't get me
to do that. Yeah, no,
or
and that's more contained.
It is like also a community where the Burning Man people like they live their life 50 weeks out of the year just so that they can get back to the week of Burning Man, like, their whole life that's is crazy. Burning Man, their communities. It's like, I don't know.
I'm not going to knock it. I just couldn't do it, nor do I want to.
It's not for me.
I'm knocking it. Not trying it.
I'm not trying it.
However, I didn't mind camping at the Tesla.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was... I actually slept better than I thought.
Better than at home.
So some of these other ones are like doing the natural wonders of the world, one of which is... I didn't know that the Eiffel Tower is one of the wonders of the world, or maybe it's a separate thing.
There's
here,
like kind of two different wonders of the world. There's like...
The natural
there's
a, and
there's
the man.
The there's marvels and then there's the wonders, I think, that like...
That feels like a trivia game show question that I would just fail. Like, name three of the seven wonders of the world.
Easter Island. That's always one that people forget.
Easter Island? What is that?
That's the one that has like those big, massive, like tribal-looking like head statues where they're like, how did these get to this island? It's like almost like the Great Pyramids. Great Pyramids is another one where...
Too hot.
But it's crazy how they were built. Like, huh?
But then when you see like that there's a McDonald's like right across the street from
I would
want
to go to
the Pyramids.
Just eating fries looking at the Pyramids.
Yeah.
I'm so American. Yeah. This is great.
And you can go in them too. Or you used to be able to, but not anymore.
That's crazy.
Would you guys ever go to the catacombs? I feel like we've talked about this.
No.
Would with a tour guide.
Yes. Yes. You can go on like safe. You're not going into like the closed off parts of the catacombs where they seem to not enter. But they have ones where it's like you walk down a gift shop and go in the basement, you're in the catacombs.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I have like, for me, it's less of like the scariness of people like hurting me. It's being in like an enclosed space.
Next to human skulls just stacked and stacked.
That's like fine because I could just be like, no, I'm like in a museum. Like it's whatever. But like for me, I'd be like, I'm like, what if I get trapped down here?
I was just wondering how much time we have left because I want to read.
It is 10:55.
We
started probably like a little bit after 10.
So we have it till 11?
No, we can go
until however long we want. Let's hear what the fans want to say instead of.
Okay. Let's do it.
The AI.
Yeah, I want to hear what you guys are. Okay. You guys have on your bucket list. Maybe I can add some to mine.
This one I thought was a good one, a hot air balloon.
Oh.
Because I don't want to do that.
I've done it. It's kind of sick.
No, it looks, it's one of those things that looks so cool and it's like, okay, I would like to do that, but I am so freaked out by it.
Somebody has to set it up and saying we're going on a hot air balloon today and then I do it. But I'm not a person where like Google hot air balloons, booking the best ones. Like it's the act of like setting it up for myself so where I don't want
to
do it.
It's so easy.
I have to be in it, the hot air balloon, to be like, okay, I'll do it.
At like 4 a.m. to
That's
do it.
That's fine. I would do it in one of the ones that stays hooked to the ground.
I've done that.
Come on. The guy. Untethered, babe. Untethered. Let it rip.
No.
It also depends on the personality of the person on the hot air balloon.
Of course.
Because I hate small talk when you're in an Uber and like the person's so chatty and you're not vibing with this person. I don't like want to do the hot air balloon small talk. I'm up in the middle of the sky floating, being suspended by a balloon. I have to chat. I don't know.
Like, I feel like they don't. I feel like they're like, these people are here to have an experience.
Okay.
When I did it was like, you meet there before the sun rises. It's like 4 a.m. and everyone's like kind of cold. It's like a little quiet. It's morning. And then as the sun starts to come up, you see them start the fire and like you hear the sound, you feel the heat. It's a pretty cool experience. And the guys that do it, I feel like are pretty like not the people that you would dislike. It's hobbyists that are just like, some dad who like, you know, that's what he does on the weekends for some extra money. And he's like, hey, where are y'all from? How you doing? All right. You ready to go up? And it's like very relaxed and calm. It's not like
it's like giving me anxiety thinking.
He's just
about
drinking
it.
A flask.
It's ready. What is so sick about it is when you're up in at like the peak, it's just silent. Like you're in the air and it's silent and you just can see everything and
See, I would love that part.
I think they have one in like Turkey or something.
Yes, where they have a billion of them.
Oh, that looks beautiful.
Oh, like a hot air balloon festival?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, they do that in like Arizona too.
How would they love not to go to crashing that. Though? Mm. That
it seems happens.
Like,
it's
pretty. Like, do you have to pack parachutes? Because like that seems like a hazard.
Do they put a parachute on?
Do they contain parachutes in the hot air balloon rides?
I don't think so. They have just like bags of sand, and I don't know what the physics of that.
You jump with a bag of sand.
Bags of sand on the side.
They should have hot air.
We should do like a photo shoot in a hot air balloon as like a.
I think I would do a hot air balloon for sure.
It's pretty fun. It's really calming and like nice. It's a good date, like, you know.
Proposal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, look at how beautiful that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty nice.
I like looking at that. Like, I would like to be sitting on a roof deck drinking wine and watching
this. I don't want to be in one of those, though.
Aaron and I could put on VR and go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of a fan blowing on us.
Any others?
Hot air balloon's a good one.
Yeah.
From fans?
Oh, that was actually it.
Oh, really?
Have you ever drank Pappy Van Winkle?
Yes. I drank it on my dad's birthday or on Father's Day.
One of my bucket list items.
What is Pappy Van Winkle?
It's apparently this like very exclusive, rare type of alcohol that they only make like 1,000 bottles a year, and it's $2,000 for a bottle, and every swig is like $100. And it's very difficult to get, and it's one of these rich guy behind, you know, a closed door, like, hey, you want to check out the Pappy Van Winkle on your wedding
Sometimes
day?
Bartenders like will only have it for show, but they're like, no, we don't serve it.
Oh my God, it's $2,000.
Yeah, for the bottle.
Yeah, what is it, like whiskey?
Yeah.
Should we get one for an episode?
Yeah, it's like an Irish whiskey.
And it's good? Is it worth the hype?
Loved seeing how excited my dad was. It was Father's Day, actually, when we had it. And seeing how excited he was and enjoying it.
I remember my uncle.
I've also had Louis the 14th. I've had that. And Heath and I, that was like $100 a shot. Maybe even more than that. But we split it on like a cruise one time and we had it.
I would love to try a Pappy Van Winkle. That's like a bucket.
Let's get a bottle. They have one here for...
they got it at Bethmo?
Only $9.89.
If you hit... I bet there are places around here.
I guess when I
was
like
sale?
13, that sounded like a lot of
we
money.
We just share it on our next episode.
No, a lot of the bottles are like $2,000.
I mean,
but you can get cheaper ones.
$2,000 for how many ounces of liquid? Let's do the math on this quickly.
750 milliliter.
Okay. Can someone look up how many milliliters are in a shot?
Me and my dad and my brother having Pappy Van Winkle, Mike.
Oh.
That's a great photo. How many, sorry, how many calories or how many milliliters did you say, Aaron?
750.
Okay, so that's $2.6 per milliliter. Can someone look up how many milliliters of liquid are in a shot?
Sorry, guys.
Why? I want to know. Fine, read something else.
Okay, I thought this one was funny. Someone said that they want to slap someone in the face.
That's our bucket list item.
Has anyone ever done that?
Slap somebody in the face and meant it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It's $117 for a shot of Pappy Van Winkle at $2,000 a bottle.
Well, yeah. Damn.
Plus tips.
Yeah.
You're like, everyone Venmo me.
I feel like that kind of bottle, like, I would like to have in my home.
Like, an empty one or a full one?
Like a full one, and then you like pour it.
When you have a special guest over?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if like drinking it at a bar would be the vibe.
Right, because then, it could be like in a dirty glass Saddle or it's, like, warm. If they have Pappy at
Can Saddle I get Ranch. A blowjob shot and a Pappy Van Winkle or whatever the
chase it down?
Like, whatever it's called.
Okay, sorry.
Rip Van Winkle shot.
Yeah, they want to slap someone in the face.
Okay, Slay. Oh. I've never done that. I don't think
Me
I would
neither.
Ever.
Do you want to?
No.
I would like to do it just to see what it's like, you know?
I mean, guess. Like, I just feel bad.
Somebody. Yeah, but if it was consensual, if someone was like, yeah, you can do it on me if this is what you want to do.
I'm sure you could find someone on OF that would let you slap them in the face. This podcast is sponsored by Way. Way is truly one of my favorite brands. I literally have their hand soap and lotion in one of my bathrooms, and most people who use it are like, I need this right now because this hand soap smells like perfume, and it smells so good. But my favorite products are definitely their hair products. Styling your hair can be very time consuming, especially if you're worried about frizz, which I kind of have been the past like year. I always have to use something to like calm the little flyaways and frizz, and thankfully Way has a new anti-frizz cream. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. And just like everything else of theirs, it smells incredible. I have really enjoyed using it actually. Their anti-frizz cream not only smells freaking amazing, but it's also a huge time saver. And it also helps prevent heat damage. So, I mean, can't go wrong. According to a consumer perception study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. Way also has a really good leave-in conditioner that I also use. I literally have so much that I use. A detox shampoo. They have fragrances, thank God. Hair oil, which I also have, and hair gloss, which I also have. I can't help it. I love it. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code GOOD for 15% off any product. That's theouai, promo code GOOD.
Okay, someone said they want to shave their head and go swimming.
Oh, they want to go fast.
Just to see how it feels.
Yeah, buy a bald cap. Buy a swimming cap.
I don't think that's the same thing. No, your hair's still weighing you down.
You're a boy, though, so I feel like you probably know what that feels like.
Oh,
anyway.
You're saying to just not have hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
just go full dolphin. Yeah.
And go swimming. Oh, yeah. I feel like that might be a crazy experience. Like, take a shower with no hair.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like, what's that like?
Should we try it? Should we all show up bald next week?
I would want to do, like, all levels. Like, I would do a little buzz cut. See what that's like.
Yep. Oh, a nice buzz cut when you can rub your fingers and feel, like,
yes.
The brrrr.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
I have, like, moles and scars, like, on my head where
beautiful.
I don't want to see.
And then, like, a
beauty marks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great rebrand. Moles to beauty. Oh, it's a beauty.
I would do
mark.
It for like charity. If we all shaved our heads.
What agency did that? Was that Ogilvy? Who did that?
I would shave our heads, like, but if we like raised money for it. If we like.
Oh, I'm
if,
not raising
if
money.
We, if people wrote.
No, I just want to do it for my list.
We raised $10,000.
I just want
to
do it for TikTok.
Our Patreon for five.
Oh, not for, our own
$10,000?
Not for our own financial gain, but if
no,
we were to
I'm
donate the money.
If I'm shaving my head, it's for my own financial gain, and I will be posting it on TikTok.
If I had cancer, would you guys shave your head for me?
No, but I would do your whole thing though. I would not, because I wouldn't do it for anybody, but I would do something else that you would want me to do.
Okay. I would donate. I would cut half of my hair and give it to you for a wig.
Wow, Erin. You need 11 inches, I think, which you probably have.
Yeah. My dad.
And then we'd both have bobs.
My dad's grown his hair out multiple times to donate. And one time after he cut it, it had been growing it out for years, put it in like a Ziploc bag to send off. And then our dog at the time got into it and ate his hair.
Ugh.
And like ripped it apart.
Oh, did he have to go to the vet to like get it cut out of him?
No, he was
like a hairball type.
Yeah.
But wasn't your dad really upset?
So dead.
Like,
I mean,
he cried.
He spent years of his life growing his hair out.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Have you
ever put the dog down?
No.
You kicked the bucket?
He's still living.
Okay, David, that's from Teen Mom.
Still alive?
Yeah. One time, though, I cut off 13 inches of my hair, and then I regretted it.
Did you have a fuck-ass bob?
No, it was, like, here.
Okay, you had a lob.
Yeah, just long like bob. It wasn't a bob.
Middle length.
Bob. Just, like, shoulder-length haircut.
Bob.
Matt, you had something you were going to interject?
No, I was about to just ask, have you ever sent hair to a OF subscriber?
Hair.
Like, have they asked for, like,
just a luscious lock? No, you don't want to do that. Lock. Then they can use that for DNA evidence and...
Yeah.
But
I'm not saying from the...
They make you into a sex doll. Like, I thought, like,
DNA, like, the hair has to come from, like, the root.
No, I have not done that.
But, like, can you still track the DNA hair from, like, cutting it off like that?
I don't know, and I don't want to find out.
I'm sure there's DNA in your hair strands, I would think. However, but mine's been, like, dyed and stuff.
They could plant my hair at a scene, you know.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, well, then just do that, buy a wig and, that is from real human hair and use that on a crime scene. Why don't people do that all the time?
Well, because then they don't know who the hair is coming from. But if you know who the hair is coming from and you know their name and all that stuff, then you can frame them for a crime.
Okay.
It's just an Amazon wig. It's like so obviously fake. It's like my Taylor Swift one.
Okay, someone said they want to do a flash mob.
Oh.
What is it, 2005?
I do not want to do a flash mob.
I do think it could be fun.
Like, it depends on the scenario. I'm like,
okay, that could be kind of fun.
It'd be funny to do it to embarrass somebody.
Yeah.
Like Mike.
I think,
like,
yeah.
Doing it around Mike.
Oh, I'd have like, the heebie-jeebies.
If it was like a surprise and it was really well, like if Darren from Darren's Dance Grooves like made up the dance mm-hmm. or someone of notoriety who I knew was going to be like a good dance then I would be like, okay, this is a legit
where would you
we're
want
not
them to
fucking
do it?
Around
any row. Place you do it feels like it's you're
like
ruining
LAX.
Somebody's day.
LAX.
Oh my god,
the most annoying place.
Yeah. No, I feel like it has to be like cringe. Like it would be.
It's
cringe.
Always like at a food court, or it's like at a wedding.
Yes.
Or
there
like,
was in a movie where I was in like Grand Central Station, like a train station.
It makes me like physically gag. Just thinking about,
I love a flash mob, but when it's like the cast of a Broadway show.
Yeah,
and
that
like
is
singing
great.
It like
the cast of the Lion
yes.
King. Does
oh,
it. Yeah.
Cast of Lion King.
Yes.
If you perform in an airport, you're obnoxious. But if you're the cast of the Lion King, sing all you want.
I guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't, if someone was like, oh, we're doing this at my wedding, I would be like, why? That is cringe.
A flash mob at a wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I think
God.
It's like a funny, choogy, cringy bit that I would maybe like to be a part of at some point in time.
Bring back the flash mobs.
Do not bring back flash mobs.
I don't
mobs.
Know if they've left.
They're canceled.
The only way a flash mob gets brought back is in a TikTok or a sketch where they're making fun of how cringy
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
I can't imagine someone's like, let's do a flash mob. We're going to go viral. Like,
or I like ones where like everybody just freezes in place.
It's the
like,
mannequin challenge?
Yeah, but some people aren't in on it. So all these
like
people
the Justin
go.
Justin Timberlake song, like that's all I think about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, the Frozen one, I was thinking.
Or just.
That goes.
Yeah, but like having other people who aren't in on the challenge and they think like the world has stopped.
He's saying
oh,
do it in,
yes.
In public where yeah. it's like,
oh, everyone just freezes.
Yeah.
That would throw me into a panic attack.
Yeah, I would be like, I'm in an alternate reality.
I'm seeing a lot of these prank magic shows, TikToks.
Carbonara effect.
I think there's a few of them where they're like. Basically, like, put someone into a state of psychosis by making them think they've lost their fucking mind.
Yeah, they go, it juices the pulp, and they'll, like, have one lemon, and it will just, like, release a whole gallon of lemonade or...
That's part of it, but I'm saying where they have, like, a guy in, like, a paint store, and they're like, hey, can you bring this ladder over here for me? And then they bring the ladder over, and they go, and what time is it? Oh, it's 2:05? Okay. And then they bring the ladder over, and then the guy turns around, and he talks to someone else, and then he turns back around, and they repeat the entire scene... over
yes.
again, and they've removed the ladder, and they're like, what time is it? Oh, it's 3:05 already? And the person's like, you, like, see that? Like, I think I would have a mental breakdown and
yeah.
be hospitalized.
I like me. Those shows.
No.
I would be like, you're an idiot. I already did that.
It's kind of like
the,
boiling points.
But the way they do it is, like, they'll have an actor come out and, like, do the exact same line in the same way and just repeat the exact same scenario. And it's...
And at no point would you be like, oh, that person's a little nutty. Like, I just did this for him.
No, because it's like you're thinking that you've lost your fucking mind. I'll show you him after. It's insane.
Okay.
I would not like it.
Swim with sharks.
No.
No. In a way, I have, but not like great white sharks. I've swam with like
nurse
sharks and stuff.
Apparently, they're like dogs.
Yeah.
I would like
people
to pet
who,
one.
Like, get in the cage.
Yeah. Yeah. When they like hit the cage,
that's
and the guy's
fucking
like,
great. Okay.
And, like, free swim.
I would do that if I was guaranteed not to get hurt. Because I'd just be like, this is crazy.
First of all, I don't want to be in a cage underwater.
Yeah.
Ever.
You're just, what if the guy in the boat has a heart attack and forgets to pull you up?
Exactly.
You're fucked.
Oh,
absolutely
yeah.
not. No.
I hate the water.
Ugh. I don't know. David Blaine could do it somehow. I'm sure
yeah.
I could do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but no.
If a man could do it.
T.
Book yourself a trip.
Someone said visit all 50 states.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to do that before I die.
How
you
many
think
have
so?
You been to, you think?
Ooh, I would say, I think I probably have like 10 or 12 more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've done a lot. I
There's
just need
some
to
I just
do the
really
Dakotas and... I need to do...
Dakotas.
So when you say Maine. That you've been to all of them, do you consider doing like an activity there or just like driving?
I don't count an airport as a visit.
Okay.
So that doesn't count.
What's the
but,
threshold?
Being out in the daylight, touching the soil and having a pint at a pub.
Okay. So like Fair. If you've just driven through it, you don't count it.
No, that counts.
Oh.
You've seen the sights.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
Nah, I think driving through it definitely counts.
I feel like you need to be stationary for it to count.
Maybe I wouldn't
Stop
count.
The car.
I technically ate at Uncle Julio's in Maryland, outside of Washington, D.C., but actually I've been to Baltimore. So,
but
no,
I wouldn't
I've been
say
there.
Like driving through is visiting. Like you got
to
learn
but you've
the
seen
Yeah,
it.
You have
People.
To be stationary. Get out, have a meal, and interact with a person that lives there. Like driving through
Bless
doesn't
you.
Count.
Bless you. Yeah, I Excuse guess in me. My mind the definition of that would be like visiting.
I agree.
But if you're driving through the state for more than 2 hours, that does count as a visit.
No,
you
it's
are
not.
Looking
no.
at it for 2 hours and you're not counting that as a
you're
visit.
You're not visiting, you're commuting
you get
through
the
it.
Culture.
That's like you're saying you flew over it so you saw it. Oh, I looked out the window. There,
yeah,
I did
it's
all
a little different. Yeah. It's a little different. I get that.
If you don't touch something that is in the state, it doesn't count.
I think maybe there's like two. Okay, so like you can say you've been there, but you haven't visited.
You've been through there. You haven't been there.
Well,
if you don't stop, you
actually,
haven't
even if
there.
I count the states that I have driven through that you think wouldn't count, then no, there really aren't any that.
How can
like
you
that.
Say you visited like a place if you literally drove through it and didn't touch an object or interact with a person?
I mean, if you pulled over at a gas station,
that counts.
Okay, then I have. There's not a state that like where I purely drove through and I didn't stop at a gas
okay,
station.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, there aren't that many states you could even drive through without stopping. So.
Right.
Right.
Rhode Island.
East Coast, probably.
Yeah.
But I've been to Block Island, which is an island off of Rhode Island, but it's technically Rhode Island. But did that count as Rhode Island?
Yours are too difficult.
Yeah. Like, to me, visiting a state is like, I'm going there specifically
to see
and do something.
Okay.
Like, I've driven through probably, like, every state in America. But like on my list, I would be like, I would like to go back there and
actually
like,
do
see
it. Visit it, okay. Yeah.
We're coming for you, Fargo.
We are.
I cannot go to Fargo. I'm sorry.
Someone said dine and dash, which I think is like a funny thing to have on a bucket.
Commit a
no.
crime?
Yeah, no, thank you.
I think if I was younger, it'd be fun. But yeah. at this age, I'd be like, I feel terrible.
I think it's just like a silly thing. Like, say you're like 80 years old. They're like, you have 2 weeks left to live.
Can
and
we get
like,
away with it?
What's one
Oh, yeah, just go to IHOP and just
thing. Yeah.
dine and dash that fucking place.
I think it's harmless.
Wait, you guys
it's
have been
silly.
Paying for your meals after you...
My ex-boyfriend that I had when I was like 19, he worked at a breakfast, like a brunchy place. And he was, I think, 19 at the time. And his table dined and dashed. But they had bought alcohol. And... his boss made my ex-boyfriend pay for their meal and everything. But then there was some like legal thing because he made him pay for the alcohol and you can't purchase alcohol unless you're 21.
Ooh.
So it was like a whole like, I don't really know what happened, but yeah, it was.
Yikes.
Also, that's so fucked up for a boss to be like, oh, your table dined and dashed, you have to pay for
it. Yeah, that's incredibly
yeah,
fucked up.
Ridiculous.
That's
yeah.
not on the waiter.
That's so
It's not
fucked.
A security guard.
Yeah.
I saw a Lady Gaga interview where they said
I thought you were gonna bring up Gaga.
I know.
They were like, what's something you would do if you knew that there was no harm involved? And she said, die.
Oh, I've seen that. Die and come back, right?
Wait, I good, said that to Carly.
That's kind of insane.
It's a good answer.
I wanna know what it's like to die, but I don't wanna die. Like I wanna come right back.
Well, yeah, if you could just experience being dead for like 5 minutes and then come
yeah.
back.
I said to Carly, I was like, I would do it. to like spite other people.
Yeah, she'd only do it. Back. She'd only do it to spite people. To be people.
Like, see?
But I think a lot of our motives, our dreams, the things that we want to do, the whole reason for the bucket list is because it's the fear of death.
My bucket list is to die. And that's the
beauty of like why we live. It gives us purpose. Because
Yeah, I figured.
Because knowing that we will die one day is like gives us so much purpose to like, do things.
One thing I would, this is insane, I would love to just jump off a building and see what that's like.
And like hit the cement,
or if there was a way to like not
trampoline. Like how they do in video games.
Trampoline.
Yes, exactly.
Cut to our BetterHelp app. Right, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Obviously, we need it. I feel like my bucket list would be like, I want to see. There's a restaurant in Italy called Incontro. I feel like that would be really fun to go see.
No, that's very.
Why
cool.
Are you guys laughing? That's awesome.
I like that.
Hopefully, it's good. Yeah. It's just terrible. Like, I know. Frozen carbonara, but it's like Incontro.
Honestly, that'd be great for me.
Where is it?
It's in Italy, like Sicily, I think.
When you're here, you're really family.
You should go.
Yeah, Incontro means the meeting place in Italian.
Carly, that's pretty sick.
Get in touch with your roots.
I can rapid do some of mine. I really want to go to Antarctica.
Okay.
Because now it's like a cruise. You can do it straight up from like Argentina.
Could never.
Chris Clemens went with his mom.
Yeah, but you got to go through Drake's Passage and like it's not for me.
Really?
Oh. Couple Xanax won't.
Absolutely.
Couple Xanax and a little TikTok noir.
TikTok has ruined my life.
Drake's Passage does seem pretty intense. Horrifying. I would love to have a movie theater. And a library in your home.
Wow. Yes. Wow, a library would be
like
so
like a room
cool.
Designated for watching movies.
Yeah. Someone said that, I actually have it written down. I was like, oh, I feel like Matt would like that. Is they said that they want a conversation pit in their home.
Oh, yes. Yes.
What's a conversation pit?
It's like sunken.
Like the living room?
Yeah.
My thing with conversation pits, though, I think I would only want one after my kids are old enough and they're not toddlers. Because I also think conversation pits can like cause kids to fall into them. Because it's not safe.
It'll be a little gate.
We had one at my middle school. Literally a conversation pit. It was like called the pit.
They were big in like only the 60s and 70s. And then it changed when the TV sets came out. And then they started rearranging houses and living rooms to all face the TV set.
There were some homes in like a neighborhood I grew up in that like the floor plans had conversation
Now it would
pits.
Be like the so TikTok cool. pit. Everyone just goes and lays down and goes on their phones. And
I want to build a tree house for my kids.
Oh, cute. Of course that's on your bucket list. That's so
you
cute.
You will never be able to build a tree house.
Yeah, I will.
With a Fuck! Ow, my thumb! Patricia, can you give me a
Patricia's doing it herself.
Treehouse, I can do. I can build a treehouse.
You just like hold. Rabbit. Yeah, you're holding like lumber. It all falls out.
No, I could do it.
Patricia, call a task rabbit. I can't.
I want to see the Milky Way in all its glory, like getting to a point where like you're at like the highest point where it's just like crystal clear, like all the stars.
I have one. I want to go into outer space and see the Earth as a single ball.
But would you, do you want to go on a spaceship to space? Like that part, do you like?
No, I don't care about the actual rocket launch. That actually seems like kind of a nightmare where it's like, it's just like so loud and you're facing up.
Yeah, but like you have to take it to
Yeah, that seems like a nightmare. I don't want to commute dead. To space, but I want to, there's a like a 20-minute documentary called The Overview Effect where they interview every astronaut that has seen the Earth as a single sphere, and it like has a mental shift in their brain where they now see the Earth completely differently. They see all of life is interconnected. They become more like zenned out and less stressed and all these things.
Wow.
And because I just
bought a mushroom chocolate bar. I feel like it'll give me the same effect.
Yeah.
Maybe it will.
I just saw something about these like identical twins who are older now, but one of them was an astronaut for a really long time. And like they have photos of them before he went to space and they're like literally identical. But because of everything that happens in space and like gravity and all that stuff, he looks so different. Like they don't look like even brothers anymore.
Oh, interesting.
He just went and got a bunch of procedures and never told her. Yeah. Actually, I'm just going to Turkey.
Crazy.
Getting hair transplants, a nose job, a facelift.
What else, Matt?
Coming back like Matt Rife.
You have a long one.
Oh, yeah. I feel so silly reading them.
We don't need that many.
I want to play with baby otters.
Aww, that's cute.
Because they do look adorable, and I'm just come on.
Aren't they pretty aggressive, though?
A little bit.
I feel like they smell bad.
Gotta be careful.
I don't know. Like they, animal,
they
like ocean animals.
So adorable. It's the one animal I'm like, come here.
Okay, this isn't really a bucket list item. It's just something that would never happen. But if it could happen, I would die to like sleep and cuddle with like a little lion.
Yeah.
Baby lion.
I would love a lion.
Lion or tiger?
Santa Rosa.
Huh?
Lion or tiger?
Either or. Yeah. Probably a little baby lion.
Like the Lion King, like Simba.
Before they have a mane.
Did you see that woman who rescued a baby cat and then it turned out to be a puma?
Yes.
Come again?
That's my dream.
It's like a...
I got a puma in my house.
She's holding this like little tiny black cat and she's like, oh, I found a little black cat. And then it's like the
You're making me jealous. You need to stop talking.
She has a Rottweiler.
Did she keep it?
Yeah. It's like domesticated with her Rottweiler dog and it's like a snow leopard.
Where does she live?
Or a snow puma.
She's got to bring that to like somewhere.
It's awesome.
No.
And so now it's just like a full-blown puma, and it like hops into trees and runs in the snow, but it's also like boys with her Rottweiler. Puma. It's awesome.
Until she kills it.
No. I'm sure it's fine.
Does no one have a gorilla? I feel like the gorillas are the ones that really
Oh, or
fuck
like a
you
chimpanzee?
Up. Oh, I cannot get that woman's face out of my mind.
Off.
That was on Oprah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but you just watching Oprah is funny to me.
I would like to hang out with a monkey. I would like to like hug a monkey.
Oh yeah, I've never
been at a party and someone's brought a monkey.
Nope, I've
never get a little high five from a
those
monkey.
Those are a little fucked up.
It's
to me.
It's like one of my dreams,
the busking kind of monkeys, the ones that play accordions and ride around on bicycles. You've never like
no
like a spider monkey.
I feel like
kinda.
Those are like.
What were you gonna say?
Well, if you go to a place called Animal Tracks in it's like a little north, like by. I don't know, up in the valley, it's an animal sanctuary, and a part of it is you sit down on this like long bench with like however many people, and all these monkeys are there, and you're not really allowed to like touch them, but if they crawl on you, then you can touch them.
So just like,
but like they kind of go all over.
Rub some food on your neck before.
But they're
you
so
go.
Cute.
Butter.
They're yeah. so cute.
Yeah, a monkey is like the one animal I've never seen with my own eyes in real life. I just want to like see what that
yeah.
looks like.
Well, let's go.
And like high five one and
let's go to the sink.
I feel like they don't do that anymore because we were looking at it for my birthday. I was like, they don't even do the monkey thing anymore.
Let them be free.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was fun.
So much fun. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. If you liked it, please go and leave a comment, leave a review, write down what is on your bucket list, something that we didn't get around to. Make it as original as you can. Shock us. Surprise us. And if we like it so much, we might say it on the next episode. Well, maybe not the next, but in one of the future ones coming up. And leave a review. Your support means the world. Thank you so much. Big kisses. Mwah.
Bye.
Bye.